when you...
Ashley sends an impulse
up to the zones in the map.
Run your fingers down the wall and ask about your next impulse.
Keep your hand off that dial. This is 102.4.
In room insight.
Broadcasting on all planes of reality.
What is up, guys, and welcome to this week's episode of Blue Room Insight.
Hey, howdy, hey.
Yeah, there you go. And then we got me boy Matt.
I'm right here.
Our boy Darius is not with us today, but that's okay because he is in spirit.
He died.
where we live, it's coastal Carolina, so the tourist season is starting to come.
Oh yeah. I've definitely noticed.
Starting to come.
Anyways,
I added that to a playlist. It's called Easy Like Tuesday Morning. It's like the second song on that playlist.
Not Easy Like Sunday Morning?
No, it's Easy Like Tuesday Morning. Sundays, man, I don't know. You know, Sundays are like, yeah, I was going to say Sunday Scaries.
Suck.
You got this. That's Sunday Scaries. I like Sunday Scaries. Not a big fan of Sundays. Not a big fan. What about you, Skipper? You like your Sundays?
Yeah.
Aren't you
off on Sundays?
Yep.
Yeah.
Like a set schedule?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just we're not interviewing on the weekends.
That's fair. Anyways, I'm sure Darius wishes he could have been here. He's probably whacking his meat right now in the shower. So he's getting ready to go to his girlfriend's house. So that's exactly what I would do.
Preparation.
That's what I would have done. Hopefully it'll make you last longer. Good luck, Darius, tonight. This bud, it's for you. It's not a Budweiser, but... Matt, beverage? Would you like a drink?
No, I'm good. I got the water.
No, you don't.
I know. I drank it. I'm good.
You're good?
Yeah.
Okay. So, as you know, the boys were on a trip this past weekend. If you listen to that episode, I'm terribly so sorry.
Yeah, I apologize. That was bad.
Just turn your volume down in your car when you're listening to that one.
But how was the trip?
Amazing. It was great, like always. I think my favorite, and you know, this was something that came up last year too. I think our favorite part of the trip, both times now, at least for me, I guess I should say mine, is the New River Gorge. I fucking love it. I love it there. I love being there. I love seeing it. I could just, this right here, just sit and stare at it.
Which,
for hours.
We need to do next year.
Yeah, so next year, which I've already reached out to Mystic Novelty, by the way. I want to be a sponsor next year.
All right.
I also would like to vent. So we need us three.
Yeah, gotcha.
Not, you know, hurting on Darius at all. But there's an age gap between Darius. We are each in different parts of our lives, right? We can pull shit together and we can make this happen. We can get some new shirts. I'm going to probably, there's a couple people. I'm going to go get some samples from the guy that I've been using because he got a different machine. So it should be better. Also, we found out that our patches are apparently the best patches that anybody's ever seen.
They're top tier.
Top tier. They asked me how much I would sell them for. And I was like, well, $5 probably. They were like $15.
Really?
They said the machine that makes it is a $70,000 machine or higher. There's like different tiers of
where
like
did you
crafting
get order the patches from?
Someplace out in California that does hats.
So they complimented the stitching on it, that it was a tight stitch.
Yeah.
All right.
And then they showed me what a $20,000 to $30,000, like, machine does. And it is quite a difference. Like, Halloween costume status to, like, NASA. Like, a real patch.
Yeah.
Almost. Like, and our patches. Not hating on anybody out there. It's the only thing that we got that's good is our badges. It's better than our episodes.
So, props to whoever it is out in California.
Yeah, thanks. And then also to that guy, fuck you. So, you know, fuck you, guy. He didn't email me at all.
Like, I remember.
So, you know, we got hats like 2 years ago, yeah. Right?
Okay. Good hat.
It's a great hat.
Great fucking
really,
hat.
It's a great fucking really ties the head together.
Went to a gas station at like 2 a.m. The guy at the register, he was like, nice hat.
Yeah, exactly. He's just said, I know. Because that's what I would have said. Just like that, too. Were you in like an aisle, too? You had to turn your head? Or were you out there?
I was there.
I would have turned. So I would have had to. So my profile would have been facing him, and I would have turned to him and been like, I know.
All right.
Anyways, so. Yeah, the guy, like, I emailed him about different hats because COVID put a shortage on material of hats. The color that we got, that earth tone, like greenish olive color.
Sure.
I know you're colorblind. That's what I'm trying to describe it to you, which doesn't make sense because it's not like, you know,
that's just that,
but darker.
Let's just move on from
that. Mr. Colorblind Man. Also, doesn't this, with his hair like this, didn't he just, doesn't he look like he's just ready for a dick in his mouth?
It's the split for me.
Yeah, like, I dig it.
I don't even know what it looks like. I'm just trying to keep it out of my face.
Or, I mean, are you offering?
No.
Okay, just making sure. You like how... No context. I mean, I'm happy that you obviously picked up, because you also know that I'm the kind of guy that would get what you tell me that I'm going to get.
Anyway.
Remember Daryl?
We were talking about
I got that guy's money. Anyways. Yeah, so the dude... I emailed him whenever he, like, I noticed that his own company was making different variety of hats. Okay. Emailed him. Nothing for months. Then almost a year goes by. I'm just like, can I just get the patches? Immediately. Fuck. Here you go. Within 8 hours, I already had, like, a code and everything. He sent them out literally crack of, like, the morning. Like, and obviously there's a difference because he's out on the West Coast. But, like, I'm pretty sure I sent him it in the afternoon. Like, I was at work. Like, I remember making the email because I actually had it saved as a draft.
Yeah.
Because I emailed him, like, the week before asking again about hats. Through that whole year, I didn't stop emailing about hats.
Right.
So, like, but it was, like, once a month. It wasn't, like, every other week or something. Like, you know, it was like, hey, just checking on these hats. And then over summer, I skipped it because... Busy and just,
yeah.
I'm sure he's been, you know, I didn't care. And then October, November, I got back up with him. Nothing. So January of, I actually want to say this year. Yeah. This year is when I got those patches. I was like, hey, can you just send me the remaining patches? Because the deal was I bought 500 of them or how many ever, the minimum amount that I could buy. And when he told me the minimum was like, I was like, oh yeah, just fucking order me that. Like, that's a lot. But he was like, well, I'll go ahead and send you some, which is the ones that I gave out to you guys. And then I only ordered 20 hats, which is the ones that also got mailed to us. Well, I left the rest of the patches there so that I can continue making hats. And I didn't have to mail him patches or like anything like that. Never, just never came to be. However, though, our shirt guy... Now does hats.
Oh, he does.
So, and like I said, he got a new machine. And I showed him the material, like the stuff, and he goes, yeah, dude, that's all. I just got to fucking glue it on there.
It's like an iron on.
Iron on, whatever.
The steam or whatever.
Yeah, so that's what he's going to do. So I was like, cool.
He's got the patches. Are you going to
send still have them to him? Okay. Oh, he's on Hampstead.
Oh, okay.
So he's like 10 minutes away. He'll meet me. And he'll even take me out to dinner. Like, that's what he would do. Hey, man, if you're listening, Sean, this is for you, okay? I love you, Sean. That's the guy that's doing it.
I'm pretty sure I've met Sean.
You've met Sean. Matt's, I think, even met Sean. Usually, though, when Matt's hanging out with, like, us at the bar,
yeah,
Matt's also drunk, so.
Yeah, I might have met Sean.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure you have met Sean, but it's just been, you know, they let you know, they support us, though.
I'll have to see him again.
Yeah, he's my doctor friend. The guy that's tall. He's tall. He's also the ones that like got hooked on the gummies now. And he was like, he called during the. Do you remember when me, you, and Derek did the double feature of Fear and.
It was Infinity Pool.
Infinity Pool.
Yeah.
And that dude called me in the middle.
He was freaking out.
That was Sean.
Yeah.
That's Sean. I was like, buddy, you're okay. Yeah, Sean's a great guy. He really is. He cares. That's the thing about Sean. He actually cares. So I like Sean. But yeah.
So we got some merch coming.
Yeah, I mean, well, we might as well, right? Obviously, we'll wait for Skipper to kind of get in. Well, I mean, we'll look a little bit further ahead. Yeah. And then what I'll do now with him is I'm going to go get samples.
Mm-hmm.
And a little teaser, I do want to tell you guys. But Jay Dodds, he's making us some art.
Nice.
Yeah.
Because I was about to say, we need to get some prints going.
I asked him to make us something. There's a good chance that it will look similar to our main logo,
mm-hmm.
Just because like he was doing it, but I asked him for different cryptids and UFOs and it more East Coast kind of central. So maybe a cabin in the mountains. The cryptids that I mentioned was
maybe a
Grafton, Beast of Bladenboro, or just a big cat in general.
Right. Big black cat.
And then I think I did Flatwoods Monster, the Withville UFO, which that is, that he did tell me that is something like he took that,
mm-hmm.
So that's definitely gonna. But then you know he asked all me these questions. I just said, man, like for the I, it's to me when I go to like when I ask my friend Danny to do them, I tell her like, hey, look, like this is like my idea, like this is the theme,
mm-hmm.
But it's your art. I want you to do it for like I want you to.
She has
put yourself into it. Yeah, full creative control. Yeah. And I told Dodds that, and he was like.
Hit cool. These points and then go nuts.
Yeah, basically. Or even sometimes, actually, I think there was one logo that I just let her go Free Willy on. It, with the hint of, I think that's the Screaming Skull one.
That, I was about to say, is it that one?
But it was not Tales from the Crypt, but no. Sorry, it is. That one is Tales from the Crypt inspired of the Crypt Keeper rather than, and then we have the lizard, the skateboard lizard. Swamp lizard man, that sticker, that one is Creep Show themed. It's like a comic book.
I don't remember. Oh, yeah, I remember.
It's
yeah.
Like, okay, I was going to say, I got like one in there.
Drawn and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, and she did pretty good on it. I like them all, man.
She They're free drew sick. That one, didn't she?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He has kind of more of a snakehead in that one.
Mm-hmm.
I dig it. I like it a lot. But yeah. Got some books. The shop that we went to in Withville, downtown Withville, Oracle Books, right?
Yes.
Randy, another shout out to you, my guy. A little bit better this time. but yeah, he had a fucking amazing collection. And a good taste in music. But he was cool. He is... He's what you would expect a real hippie to turn out like. Just like,
what do you mean by a real hippie?
Like a real, not like your CIA psyop hippies. Like you're just a real hippie. Like fuck the government, free love, man. Let's listen to some music. Let's read some books. Let's just hang out,
right.
Smoke a J. Some ganja.
He's got long hair.
He did. Yeah, like, didn't care about his pants. He had a belt on and everything, but damn. Still sagging because he was a real G, but he's awesome.
But yeah, he was cool.
He was cool.
He even offered to.
When we go up, so like next year when we go up, if we email him like a few weeks before, or he said a week before, but we'll
give him some time,
like maybe a month. He said that we can have a live show down in his basement, like that's at the shop, and we could do a show there. He says, which he would bring a crowd. Like he was telling us that. When they do live shows, people actually come down there, and he brings snacks and shit.
So that is
so it becomes
a thing
almost
he
like
routinely
a,
does.
Yeah, it's like a talk show, almost like a late night talk show. And I was
it'd
like,
basically a live podcast. That
yeah,
we do in his basement.
I said I'd be down for that.
Interview him as well.
Maybe. Yeah, we would have him on the show for sure. For sure,
yeah,
have him on the show. But I got a story to tell you after the show though. Just remind me.
All right.
It's about Randy,
I know what
and he's he's super nice guy. Great guy. He's fantastic. I just want to tell you something off air. It's nothing negative. It's not bad. It really isn't bad. It's just It's just, I prefer to say this in private.
Yeah.
It was what I'll tell
off
you.
Off the record.
Right. So, it's not bad.
It's
not. Really not bad. Matt already knows. Yeah, Darius knows.
I can guarantee it's not bad.
Yeah, it's just, it's just the way that he talked about some books, and I just want to talk to you about those books because you know of the books that he is talking about. So, we'll just get to that. Okay, so, other than that, I think Darius really liked Point Pleasant, but it seems like he told me that he enjoyed Flatwoods more.
He enjoyed Withville, I think, the most.
Yeah, he actually, Withville was what he enjoyed the most. Just going downtown Withville, we didn't.
He just loved it. He enjoyed it.
He just liked the storefronts. Like, the fact that we just walked. And then there was a coffee place that we hit up twice. And also, though, by next year, I won't even need a map. I think we got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As long as the roads don't change, we know where to go.
Yeah.
We know where our shit is. We know where all that stuff is. We showed Darius multiple times that by the last time we passed it, he said it, where the incident happened, where some of the pictures that were captured for UFO, the UFOs in Withville. He was like, oh, that's where it happened. I was like, you got it, buddy. He goes, look at that. You didn't even tell me. How many times did I fucking say it on the trip?
Like three or
every
four times.
Every time we passed,
every time
like,
we passed the roses.
I said, there it is. There it is. There it is. But yeah.
But yeah, you said he liked Point Pleasant and Withville. I think he liked the New River Gorge as well.
So if you go next year. Okay, so this is the bad thing. Skip it right here. Okay, so if you go next year, obviously we want to take you to Flatwoods and Point Pleasant.
However,
we've been there now. I've been there a few times. He's been there twice each spot. Three times. Just the other two times were closed. Or the second time was closed. But yeah, you've been there third time. Yeah, look at you. Except for Point Pleasant. That's twice.
Yeah.
So Sutton and Flatwoods, he's been to three times. But we just want to hang out at the New River Gorge, man.
Because we just want to go on the trails.
Yeah, we want to, because there's, big trails. And, even, the driving trails, because it's, scenic
routes.
Yeah. It's, it's only a few miles and it's 45 minutes. So it's deep,
and
we want to go deep.
There's waterfalls and a bunch of other stuff you can do.
We want to hang out. But again, if you go, obviously we do want to take you to that. But I mean, maybe we just need to make it a little longer.
We could just take an extra
day. Yeah. Instead of doing, I could see that. It might be.
Because what we could do, go to Point Pleasant one day.
So Point Pleasant's 3 hours away.
Yeah, come back, do whatever, and then the next day we do...
Sutton from Point Pleasant's 2.5 hours away.
And then we do Sutton and...
And then from
Sutton we'll go to New River Gorge and spend the rest of the day there, I guess, or do something like that.
Or we drive back out.
Yeah.
So New River Gorge is 1.5 hours away from Withville.
All right.
So, which isn't a bad drive at all.
No, it's quick.
So, but yeah, it just depends. But obviously we'd really appreciate it going back, because... Point Pleasant is so nice. I love Point Pleasant. Damn, we hit that coffee shop up too. But you would like Point Pleasant because not only do you have the Mothman shit, the TNT area, which for dude, fucking Darius wouldn't go into the dome at first. He was sketched out. He was like, I don't know, man, because me and him were joking about radiation levels and shit. He was like, there's radiation out here, huh? And I was like, yeah, man, but I mean, it's whatever. Where isn't there radiation? Obviously, background radiation's,
I mean, it's concrete. It's going to radiate.
Yeah.
Whoa. He fucking sits out there for the longest time.
He just squats at the door when
we
go back out.
And then me and him, I walk out there and I was like, what are you doing out here, pussy? And it was and I had to tell him that, they held, dynamite. It was, black powder, basically, is what was in those, I was like, yeah, one blew up a few years ago. But, he was in, and I started shutting the door. He started freaking out.
To be fair, there was also a pentagram in the middle of the floor.
To be fair, yeah, I tried not to step in it at all. No, there was, it was weird this time. There's candles. There was a ritual for sure.
I was about to say, so I'm here next year, bring some candles.
So, actually, it might have been a Lovecraftian symbol, not a pentagram.
Do you remember what it looked like?
It's the one... You remember a couple years ago you drew one on the whiteboard in Surf City?
Yeah.
It was that. Now that I think about it.
Okay. It was that one. It had the little loops and whatnot.
It had I saw it in the bottom of it. It had it.
Now I don't know. You're going to have to draw, and then I'm going to have to try to... But did you have pictures of the ground at all?
Maybe.
Maybe. But, yeah, I don't know.
I did not. I didn't take a picture of it.
Yeah.
But I did capture this.
That's a UFO. Doesn't that look like a UFO? That's a drone over the New River Gorge. When there wasn't supposed to be drones, but
it's a no.
There's never supposed
to be drones. Drone zone.
Yeah, it's a no drone zone. Oh, look at that! Isn't that crazy? Huh?
How like how much that looks like a UFO? It's great. I did have some. We did meet a guy from MUFON. Super interested in my story. Is his name Andrew? Is that his name?
I never called his name.
Hey, I think he follows us now on Instagram. So, but yeah. So, what brings us here today? You may wonder. What is it? Let me see.
Kind of, but it didn't have all of them. It just had the main star, and then it had those.
Yeah, those are, that's part of it. That's normal. That's part of the goat. So in the pentagram, like if you put a goat on it, like a goat's head, that's part of its shit. So don't worry. So we are here to talk about, and this is a midnight climax, by the way. I wanted you guys to know that, which is kind of crazy since Darius is not part of this midnight climax today. But we're doing Operation Northwoods.
Ayo.
A-O indeed. And real quick, and this is a dick move that I did, but actually, Matt, could you talk about something else really quick?
Yes.
I would rather us talk about this at the beginning of the show instead of at the end.
So on Monday, June 12th, there was a conference that Stephen Greer put together. Sorry, Dr. Stephen Greer put together.
And who is Stephen
credentials?
So he is a doctor of medicine who later became a UFOlogist. Yeah. And
he was a doctor of medicine?
Yes.
So like pharmaceutical?
Or just like a normal
medicine
doctor.
Okay.
Yeah. And they put together a conference that had a bunch of whistleblowers come together and say their stories. And a lot of it was with him talking about all the deep black sites across the world that are illegal and that the government needs to take care of, and all the secret craft that they have there, that there was actual extraterrestrials that came, and that most UAPs and UFOs now are man-made crafts that we reverse engineered.
All right, guys. Well, I guess I'm retiring early.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
So I've been right this whole time. Well, it's all alleged.
Alleged,
right?
Yeah.
So none of it's been confirmed. This is just people's stories that they have that was his. And then they had one guy on there. He was a retired lieutenant colonel who worked in the Air Force at Area 51 and also Wright Pat.
Okay, so Grom Lake and Wright Pat.
Yeah. And he encountered a UAP.
Is it Grom or Groom Lake?
Groom.
It's Groom.
Sorry. Groom Lake. Why didn't you guys say? It's okay.
It's,
I love you guys enough. You love me enough not to be an asshole.
He encountered one.
Sometimes.
That dropped from 80,000 feet. Because he was flying a plane. And it dropped from 80,000 feet to 12,000 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And it stayed about 5 miles off of his nose. And he eventually hit his afterburners. And it could because his camera was on the bottom. So he went up and did a rise to catch it and caught pictures of it. And as soon as he landed back down, because he only had like 15 minutes left of fuel, they confiscated everything from the plane, like all the files, data, and everything. And they said, don't say anything to anybody.
Well, he fucked that up, didn't he?
Right.
Made a whole conference.
So there was a few other whistleblowers that told their stories. Another, when they were asking questions to Stephen Greer, they asked him, are the extraterrestrials that have made contact with people hostile? He said no. They
right, but they're probably faction. I think I saw that point. Did he say that? But there are factions that do look into, like I guess
so.
More negative outcome.
They say that he said they pose no harm to us. They don't want to hurt us at all, because if they did, they would have already done it. Right,
I guess
now.
I could have said pose a threat.
But they are interested in keeping an eye on us because of our nuclear weapons.
So basically, training wheels for us.
Right.
Or a leash. Or a book bag leash.
Or so, we brought them here with the nuclear weapons.
Right. So,
well,
it's a 3-hour conference. It's on YouTube. I recommend watching it if you're interested.
Cool.
And the government and NASA put out like a statement about these things.
I mean, one and the same right there. Yeah. Government and NASA.
I think it was Department of Defense and NASA.
Yes, DOD, it was specifically NASA. DOD.
Yeah. And they opposed pretty much everything he was saying.
Yeah. So all of this is literally just people's stories. It's no proof yet. That's the problem.
You know, here's my thing.
Actual proof.
When, if I go into a store and I steal something and you saw me do it, there's no camera proof, right? But the clerk, the employee also somewhat maybe sees me do it, right? They try to hold me up. They call the police. Mm-hmm. It goes to court or something, a little civil court, right? Is that witnesses? Are there testimonies? Like, do they matter?
No.
Okay. Just making sure.
If there's multiple, then possibly.
Just wondering.
But typically, no.
So how many cases have been thrown out from eyewitnesses? Or, like, have actually been... Because I feel like eyewitness testimony...
Have you ever seen My Cousin Vinny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to bring that up. Oh, man. Or the fucking last episode of Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I was just thinking about that. Like, I mean, I feel like there's been times that eyewitnesses have definitely pulled some shit. But I mean, also at the same time, it's just not credible. You know, it's he said, she said. Or he, see, she, right. See, they, them.
But you also got to think, bang. This has been going on for like 60, 70 years of people coming out saying, hey, we saw this stuff.
Yeah.
But it also could be a ploy to keep people distracted.
So it could be one of those things where it's like another psyop, mm-hmm. and they're having people do this, but realistically, they're not reporting on anything. You know, they're like, yeah, I saw this, and this, but they didn't see anything. It's like a lie. It's like inflating the numbers.
Yeah.
You know, like a vote or something. I wonder how much of that is actually happening to try to, like, if the numbers are so large, you know. It's like looking at the 98% to the 2% kind of thing. It's like 98% of Blue Book was proven to be something.
But what about the 2%?
The 2% couldn't. It's still a mystery. Like, well, that's crazy. So I don't know, but that's how I feel about the UFOs. I think 98% is just us, right? Just us or debris or
that's
trash.
Actually, what NASA's conference? I think it was what 2 weeks ago or a week ago.
Yeah, I remember. I remember hearing about.
They were talking about most of it is us or birds or can be explained. They're like. But there's a little bit of it that we don't know what it is.
Yeah, see, that part right there, though, that doesn't, like... I almost feel like people should just be like, well, yeah, that makes sense, right?
Right.
But I don't know. We can't be thinking that. I guess not unless you really think that a whole bunch of different alien civilizations are upon us. Which I feel like if one is upon us, you know, doesn't... There could be another. Easily, I feel like, maybe. Right? Just by odds alone. If we're here, then there could be another one of us somewhere. Right? I don't know. Either way. But yes, thank you for talking about that conference. That is a really interesting like thing with aliens. And it does feel like it's going to be a lot of aliens that are going to come out. Now, our thing is what we should do is we should be documenting, you know, when these things come out. Because then, in a few years, when shit comes out again, we can see if they double dipped, kind of like the Tic Tac, you know.
Yeah, they actually talk about that in the conference.
Yeah, they double dipped the Tic Tac. Sorry, guys, I'm a couple. And
what do you mean by that?
The declassification and the release of the Tic Tac video and the pictures and the reports have already been done. 2017, and then they got done again in 2020.
Was that a quote unquote declassification and like public statement on it both times, or was it declassified at one time and then a public statement later on?
Pretty sure the public statement in 2017 too, because it made news. Like, I remember it making news because, you know, I listen to Coast to Coast. So I know George Knapp. Like, I remember listening to him talk about it. And then when COVID happened, that's all people talked about was aliens, right? You remember that, like, during COVID?
I don't.
Because the Tic Tac video came out. And they were saying, but that's when they said it came out, but it didn't. It came out in 2017.
But it happened in 2004.
Right. So, but yeah, I don't know. Anyways, we're here today to not talk about aliens. We are here today to talk about,
oh, we will.
Always. Always and forever. A false flag operation that was proposed by, what is it, the Joint
Chief
of Staff and the CIA? Which I guess that's part of it.
Yep.
Operation Northwoods. Who would like to talk about it? Skippy, you missed an episode. You want to talk?
So a basic summary of...
It didn't happen. That's it. He just leaves.
Okay. It was a...
Hold on, wait. Real quick. The year is what? 1962?
Yep.
Okay, let's create the atmosphere. What's going on? 1962. Okay.
The Cold War?
The Cold War.
All right. You know, Vietnam. It's, didn't Kennedy die in 62?
No.
64?
Wait.
11, 22,
I'm sure A. 63. Kennedy died in 62.
Nice. Is it 11, 22, 63 or 11, 23, 62?
Pretty sure it's... You pulling that up, Matt?
Yeah.
He's taking fucking forever.
63.
Okay. My bad. So a year before his assassination. Vietnam's here. There's a lot of turmoil going around everywhere. A lot of cover-ups happening. A lot of misinformation. A lot of oil.
Oh.
A lot of espionage. You know, a lot of McCarthyism. A lot of communism.
A lot of socialism.
Lots of Karate Kid, you know. I'm just joking. This is what makes Rambo. This shit right here. But there was a lot going on. And even in our government, bashing. A lot that we see today. But I honestly think back then it was worse. Because it was before the CIA gained complete control and oversight of everything in the world. Because they had to go through one man. Just one. Maybe a family, because another one did die. And some civil rights activists and some other guys. But basically...
Planes crashed in that
family. Yeah. But basically... Just one. So. Now I think I painted the picture, so you're good to go now.
All right,
let's talk about
it. So this. Operation Northwoods was a proposed hypothetical set of scenarios that the U.S. military or CIA covert operatives could do in Cuba to warrant a full U.S., I guess, military invasion of Cuba.
Right. And this was after, this is post Bay of Pigs and, is this post Cuban Missile Crisis?
I believe so.
Okay.
I've got that date pulled up somewhere.
The Cuban Missile Crisis? The Cubanos? Tell you what, a Cuban cigar.
That was later this year.
Oh, 63. Or 2, sorry. 62, yeah. So, it doesn't tell me... Oh, here it is. March 13th.
Okay, so later. Cuban Missile Crisis was after.
It was in October.
Could you imagine... So I want you to think about this. So right now, they're leaning, you know, kind of one way or the other. Like Russia is sending... I think at this time, they're sending them farming supplies. You know, air quotes?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I was just making sure. I thought that was funny. That's actually what they told us. Okay, you know that?
Vaguely.
Okay. Well, anyways, they were doing this, sending missiles over. CIA wasn't having it. No, sirree. Nope. And then all the shit that Skipper says, and now we're caught up again.
Yep.
So, who was the dude that had Cuba before Castro? So that guy, you know, he was like pretty pro-American, and America was pretty pro-him. So, like, we absolutely hated it when Fidel Castro became, like, the leader of the dictator or whatever you want to call him. You also know that he was, he like, the longest... cigars away, man. You know that he was living... He's the longest, like, living leader in the 20th century. Isn't that crazy?
Castro is listed as Prime Minister of Cuba.
That's cute.
By CIA documents.
You spelled dictator wrong.
It's kind of like The Dictator. Have you seen that movie?
No. It's fucking hilarious.
He hits the thing with his dick. Just fucking Sacha Baron Cohen, man. He has a hog. And, all right, so continue.
What would you like to know?
I don't know. I thought that you were going to pull something else up. So,
from the beginning.
Okay, so yeah, back to the beginning.
Well, there was nothing.
And now there's something. Yeah. Do you think this is the first time this has been brought up, like, to the president? Like, in the United States of America. Let's not talk about other...
What do you mean by first time? Like specifically Cuba, or just the idea
the
of...
The idea. Just the idea. Do you think... Okay, so, like, let's talk about other possible false flag attacks.
The explosion of the Maine.
There's a lot. Well, yeah, that happened in the 1800s.
Yeah, that was the start of the Spanish-American War.
And then you have the Vietnam... Wasn't it a Coast Guard boat that blew up?
I don't know.
Yeah, and then you could say Pearl Harbor.
That was a full-on attack.
That was a full-on attack, but they say that we knew about it, and right. That we let it happen.
Right.
So not necessarily like this, because we attacked our own. We... you know, went against ourselves or set up like a drilling like situation.
This, it was supposed to be like accidents.
Oh, wait,
or
let's break this down.
It's funny you bring up the Maine.
Because it's one of, yeah, we're going to get to that.
Yeah.
So let's bring up what do you guys want to bring up first? What are you guys going to talk about?
Operation Mongoose.
Okay, so yeah, let's do this first. Because Mongoose is completely different, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
It's still Cuba related.
Wait. Okay, so let's talk about Northwoods. So some of the things that they were talking about doing was, one, annihilating the complete and total, like, Air Force of Cuba. And I think, what'd they say, 16 planes was supposed to be sent over. Mm-hmm. They actually ended up only getting 8. And that was for the Bay of... Actually, shit, no, I'm sorry. That was for the Bay of Pigs. Yeah, sorry, hold on. Real quick, reverse it. This is what was supposed to be happening. Cuba was initially going to be attacking us, which it wasn't us. It was our own planes. Did you guys read at all how they were going to be like done? Okay, and keep in mind this is 1962, because this is funny because people will make fun of people for saying this at a later event that we will bring up later.
There was one I know.
I know of multiple things involving Northwoods, involving planes. Which are you referring
to?
There's
like two or three.
Okay, so the planes, there's like three plane ideas. One was fighter jets that was going to be like with the paint, like with Cuban shit.
Yeah, they were going to repaint the MiGs to where
they're like. Yeah, and then
they were going to repaint an F-86.
Right.
Or 68. Pretty sure it's an F-86 to look like a MiG.
Yeah. Yes, the Sabre, right?
Yes.
Okay, so, which, if that really is it, the only reason why I'm remembering that is because that's the plane.
It's the Sabre, yeah.
Yep. Fuck yeah.
Nice.
Man, I remember at the Air Force Museum, I was like, I like the Sabre. And I was talking about how much bigger it is than the actual MiGs. Mm-hmm. It's like twice the size of a Russian MiG. It's insane. So, I mean, yeah, you can see it. But I love that, like, that 50s, 60s. Like, look at that.
Nice fucking plane, yeah.
But it's the futurism for me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just that. Look at that.
Anyway.
Okay, I'm sorry. So
that's one plane staging a Russian attack.
And then there was a Cessna, and the Cessna was just going to be like a small kind of like attack, like basically we were going to blow up a citizen plane.
Okay, and so then, the idea with that one was a group of, say, college students would book a flight to some South American country. Yep.
I thought that one was okay. So there was a jetliner one too. There's an airliner, and that they were gonna paint it.
Yeah,
but it was a fucking like it was a military plane. Well, did you? I don't know if you guys are, like read this part, but all of them are fucking controlled by drones. It's remote control.
Yeah, so they were supposed to switch.
This is 1962, and we're talking about remote control fucking, like, fucking airliners. Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to switch it with the one that had the people on it with the one that was controlled by a drone, and then it was supposed to be blown up either mid-air mm-hmm. or as soon as it landed.
Yeah, and you know what sounds really crazy about that
and is... And it had, like, clothes and other things inside of it.
Yeah,
for people to find with the search and rescue teams.
Which is also in real... Real creative, huh? Real interesting. Sounds like maybe Northwoods got brought up a little later on in American timeline.
Yeah.
But so they thought about attacking Miami. Was it Mobile, Alabama? Nashville, D.C. Honestly, New Orleans and there was another port city, which if they would have went to D.C., I really wouldn't have been surprised if Wilmington eventually would have got added to that, depending on how large the attack was.
So specifically what I have involving that,
mm-hmm.
We could develop a communist Cuban terror campaign in the Miami area, in other Florida cities, and even in Washington. The terror campaign could be pointed at Cuban refugees seeking haven in the United States. We could sink a boatload of Cubans en route to Florida, real or simulated.
Yeah, so that part right there... The only time that I ever see the real part is when they do talk about Cubans, like Cuban people. And I'm just like, so it's super interesting to look at in the early 60s, you know, the only part of American lives that were at risk was whatever happened on the ground. So whatever explosions happen on the ground, like smaller things.
Things you have more control over.
Right, which is still like interesting for 62.
Mm-hmm.
Because almost 40 years later, like shit gets a little upgraded, right?
To continue that, we could foster attempts on lives of Cuban refugees in the United States, even to the extent of wounding in instances to be widely publicized. Exploding a few plastic bombs in carefully chosen spots, the arrest of Cuban agents, and the release of prepared documents substantiating Cuban involvement also would be helpful in projecting the idea of an irresponsible government.
Damn. Like, now, luckily for us, we had a lovely man in office who was disgusted by that proposal, and he said no. And you want to know what he did to that? No. He fired the fucking head of the...
He fired the Joint Chiefs.
The Joint Chiefs.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? And then whoever was the Joint Chief, also the CIA guy. Because we got to remember JFK hated the CIA. He wanted, and the FBI. He wanted them gone.
Deputy Director of Central Intelligence. Deputy Director of Foreign Intelligence, CIA.
Anyways, there was somebody that he fired from this that was part of the CIA. And you want to know something? So you know the agent that was working on the case was George H.W. Bush Sr. The officer, or the operating, or whoever had control over it, though, was the dude that he fired. So it almost like that part, and I wish I had some names so that I could tell you guys like what's up, but like that's already fucking weird, because it's one of those situations where it's like, okay, well the fucking CIA's been on this shit, you know, trying to hide. It felt like to me like they're trying to hide some shit with the assassination. Skipper and I stumbled upon Northwoods a few years ago, and this is one of the little unclassified documents that we found on the CIA's webpage, remember? Was this one of them?
It was.
Mm-hmm. This was one of those cases that you and I read very early in the morning in a room that illuminated blue. So, but it is kind of weird. And now I do want you guys to also know that these did become declassified through the John F. Kennedy Assassination Records Collection Act of 1992. So the fact that this was a part of that also makes me wonder, did this lead to his assassination?
Because they were pissed that they couldn't do these.
Well, and we also knew how he wanted out of Vietnam. Now, the CIA thought that Kennedy was getting weak, but I don't. I think that's a man that sees people.
Right, because the Department of Defense also said the same thing, that he's too weak to...
Yeah, the DOD. Yeah, the DOD, the joint... Yeah, and then the CIA, they... That's what I'm saying. Like, Kennedy really wedged a barrier between him and the military, you know, the DOD. Like, I mean, he did. But my thing is one, he's a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
He's seen war. He's seen people die. I mean, he saved his men. I don't remember what ship it was, but his battleship in the Pacific went down. And, well, I don't think it was a battleship. I was more calling it a verb, using battle as a verb. But I think he was on a cruiser.
I don't know. I have to look up.
But yeah, it went down and he saved a bunch of men. So Kennedy's seen death. Also, he's a Kennedy. He's probably seen his fair share. He's
familiar.
Right. Death and hookers. But it just makes me wonder, you know, was he, I don't know. I think that he was always a pretty compassionate man, at least reading about him. And even the shit that talked shit about him, you know, about his addictions to whatever pharmaceutical drug he was on and whatever pussy he was in. But people, I don't know. There was something, he prevented us from going into some pretty bad shit. You know, at least I like to think so. Unless you read 11-22-63. Because then him surviving leads us down to World War III, and then we live in Kennedy camps. And
his death got us to the moon.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
I know. We went to the moon. But yeah, man. I don't know. I will tell you, though, that this episode makes me want to veer off and do two new episodes. JFK assassination, which has been butchered, and the 9/11 conspiracy, which has been butchered. But I would really like to do them, because why?
What do you mean they've been butchered?
Or they've been, well, some have been butchered to the point of no return, just really out there conspiracies. But others have been just overdone. Both have been overdone.
Overdone, okay.
Yeah, sorry. That was a bad choice of words.
But not well done.
No, there's some good ones out there.
They've been overcooked.
Or so over easy. But, What do you guys think of this? Do you... Not obviously it's not... There is no question if it's true or not. But, what do you... Do you think that this has came up more or since then? Do you think...
We're talking about it right now, so it has come up since then.
I'm more saying, Operation Northwoods, as in this situation. So, a 9/11-esque possible scenario... Do you think, you and I talked about earlier, Operation Northwoods died at that table, right? The name of it.
Yes, but it was changed.
But it,
the idea kept going.
Right. And do we think that this eventually led to 9/11?
Yes.
Damn, man.
Yes.
Damn, buddy. I respect it. You're very, very sure of yourself, and I respect it. Listening, so... One of the biggest things to me about that was the drone planes, right? I remember people talking about drone planes flying into the Twin Towers. So it wasn't there was nobody on board. It was all fake. And drone planes flew into the building. I'm just holy shit. That's crazy to think about. And I was could we really even do that? And obviously, I kind of yeah, there's some drone. I believe that there's some drones to do that. But I was no, not that. That was probably hijacked. Now, the last couple of years, looking at it and also realizing how precise everything was and shit. Like the flying, like now I know where they went to school or class or whatever. They did get their pilot's license, but a passenger plane is a big difference compared to that than like a Cessna. Right. So, you know, even a, even like a Cessna and like a G6 are different. G7, 8, 9, and 10.
But
that's my kitty.
Even in that.
That was a loud meow.
He is being very vocal.
Yeah, right. He wants attention.
He wants his poor, hey, buddy. But yeah. So yeah, dude, for that was hardcore, man.
I don't think it was drones for 9/11.
Okay. Well, okay, so that's what... Okay, so this is what I was going to... Right. That's what I was talking about earlier. I don't
want to go into 9/11 with this, but...
They... Okay, yeah, we're not going to get that deep
we can't,
right now.
We're going to have to.
Eventually we will, yes. But right now, we don't have to go as deep. But that's what I was going to say earlier on, was 40 years difference. Look how cautious they were about life, American life then. And now look, that shit happened. Like,
and it changed everything as soon as, yeah.
And yeah, and then, I mean... And then more shit came out. Well, that's like, that was actually another thing through this, is they were talking about Operation Northwoods, or is it Mongoose, that you can like, were able to spy like on the citizen or something? Is that one of these?
I don't know about spying on a citizen.
But like you can watch them and like shit. Basically like the Patriot Act, right? So like
okay yes I know
so so could. Because of this, Northwoods was going to do that, and Kennedy was like, "How dare you like look at our citizens as the enemy? Like we're not going to spy on our citizens." That's obviously not a quote, but like that's kind of like where he was going with that. And I'm just like, that's insane, because think of the situation: the Cuban Missile Crisis was coming up, but just think of that tension right there. And then them spying on us, right? Think of 9/11, and immediately that followed after 9/11, Patriot Act. That's what that did. And now there's a whole bunch more today. You know, we lose, they get even more shit that they can listen on to daily.
That's where you get those ads once you search up something or your phone listens to you.
That's like, that's why I have all those porns, the ones that are hard to find.
They know where I live. They said they're 0.3 miles away from me.
But yeah, I think it's crazy that was a scenario. It kind of hurts. Like, you know, it kind of hurts that it just would go that far to prevent an idea. But it's also, think of it that way. I'm sorry, but look right now. Okay. And I don't even care. Look at 1962. We full damn well knew that any country that if we would have been attacked, or if we would have even done a first strike, there was no country that would keep up with America in 1962. Not at all.
Russia had a small chance, but they were not going to last.
They wouldn't have made it, because look at them now. You know, not just now. Look at them in Afghanistan in the 90s. Look at, I mean, and now I can say that about America too, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, we had Vietnam, then we did everything else in the Middle East, all of it. So, but think about, like, 1962. It was done for, it wasn't even political. It was all money. Had to be. Apparently, those assets that we had in Cuba must have been really expensive, because we had a lot of property down there. And when Fidel Castro took over, they swallowed that up. They took it. So maybe that's what it was, all of it. Because, I mean, what was realistically for war, what would it have been for? Because a lot of people talk about, well, it was so it's so close, right?
That's why they were mad, because it was a communist nation basically right there off our coast.
I'm sorry, but do people forget that we border Russia and Alaska?
Right.
They have, dude, those missiles could reach anywhere on this continent, too.
We don't border them.
Oh, my bad. There's a mile of water in between us. If you were up at that base or wherever it is, you could take a binoculars and you would literally be able to see into the guy's soul.
I can see Russia from my backyard.
That's a thing. Yeah, Sarah Palin. Wasn't that on Saturday Night Live? Or was that an actual quote?
It was an actual
quote. Okay, yeah. Quote. But it didn't Saturday Night Live like really reference
that? Yes, because it was on her show that she had.
Hmm.
And she said that quote, and then they started making jokes about it. Even Robin Williams made jokes about it.
That was one of my favorite stand-up bits. Was that political one that from Robin Williams? So fucking good. But yeah, I don't know, guys. Like you, so you don't. I don't know. What do you say?
About
or whatever. What is yours? I need you to talk.
Go with
it. Just talk.
Talking to the mic.
Or just do the Operation Mongoose. You want to talk about that?
I don't have much on Mongoose. And by much, I mean I have the name Operation Mongoose.
Matt?
Well, isn't Operation Mongoose literally just the different scenarios that they had planned out for that?
Well, guys, you had me hanging on your fingertips.
I assume just lingering, Matt had something.
Just fucking lingering there. And then nothing. Nothing.
Operation Mongoose was designed to do what the Bay of Pigs invasion failed to do, remove the communist Castro regime from power in Cuba.
Gotcha. Cool. Anyways, I don't know, man.
Constituted a multiplicity of plans with wide-ranging purpose, and that doesn't help.
It's Northwoods. Mongoose and Northwoods were basically together.
No, that's everybody scrolling on their phones.
Anyway, so to get back to, I guess, what we were talking about earlier with the 9/11, I don't believe that is a Northwoods style operation. I see that more as a Pearl Harbor style operation where we knew it was happening,
bro,
but let it happen anyway.
That 9/11 episode is going to be fucking on the rails. You and Matt and myself. I actually, you know, I have a lot of opinions on 9/11. I do.
You've got a lot of opinions.
I do. Thank you. But, you know, me and you've talked about 9/11. You know, we've stayed away from it on the show because it was real, right? No matter what, people died. Yes. It was a lot. We do not like it. I don't like watching videos of it anymore. I've watched too many of them, right? I don't like it. But I want to do this episode now because, honestly, I'm kind of getting to the point now where, like, I just think everything's kind of like... And all these big events that are happening, like, especially in our lives, seem to have a different purpose. They seem to have an agenda. And I want to figure it out.
Has there ever been a, like, world event that didn't have some form of agenda that could be attached to it?
No, I see what you're saying. Because all of them basically did, right? But there's just something, it's almost more like... more so the events in our life, I think, have been done by one party. So, 9/11. COVID. If this alien shit is bullshit. Whatever, you know, the giant human trafficking bullshit. Like, all that stuff. I think it's one entity. I think it's just one party doing that, controlling everything else.
What do you mean by party?
Secret
like
society.
Like an entity, like a secret society. Okay.
I was seeing if you meant one specific political party. Just a general party of individuals.
It's the one you don't see.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's the ones we don't even really like.
I was just trying to get some clarification on that.
I gotcha. But, you know, possible other countries shifting drastically, or even the war right now, Russia, Ukraine, that bullshit going on. Like, I feel like it's just kind of, it's just weird. That's all. It's just, it's weird. And you can just see, maybe there's like a faction split, you know, maybe it's like two different parties fighting each other. So like, you know, World War II, Axis allies, and then right now would be
every single
NATO, and then
every single conflict in the Middle East just being a proxy war between Russia and the U.S.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, but like, but even Russia and United States themselves are just a proxy in this case. Like, they don't really. There's things even behind them, you know. The United States, Russia. They have a puppet master. They are just puppets. In the scenario that I'm thinking of.
Are you saying they're being puppeted by the same puppet master, or each country has its own puppet master?
No, the same. They're the same.
It's a Rothschild.
Me, I think it's the same. I don't think there's two conflicting. I think the conflicting parts is the average human, right? We would conflict because it's our lives they're playing with. You know, and honestly, in most of those cases, especially over in the Eastern Hemisphere, if you don't comply, you die. So they're going to fight. They're going to try to do whatever they can to live. But I'm saying, like, you know, like that shit. Just, it's all fucking, there's just one guy. And it's like right hand, left hand, right? Just fucking playing the games, playing with the toys.
Marionette.
So is this puppet master one man, or would you say it's more like a group of people?
I like to think that it's a group. But in the end, I would feel like it would come down to one man, right?
So like the board of a company. You've got all your council members, but you have the CEO who gets the final say.
Yeah. Or like kind of like in the sense of like the vice president, and he could be the tiebreaker.
I wonder if it's like a tight knit family.
You mean like the Rothschilds? That's what I mean. Who knows? But that's something for a whole other conversation, a whole other day. I like that you guys have conflicting thoughts on 9/11, because that's going to make it really interesting to talk about. Darius is going to be psyched when he sees. If I get bored, we'll do it next month. But is that all you guys got for today?
I had something else. I forgot where I was going with it.
Do you remember where it started?
Yeah, it was 9/11.
Uh-oh, here we go.
So, like, looking into Northwoods and just reading it, I just see similarities between it and 9/11. We use... Were they Iranian? I don't know. The ones who hijacked the plane. I don't remember what they were supposed to be from.
It would either be Iraq. It's just Al-Qaeda.
They use allegedly Al-Qaeda members to hijack a plane to attack the U.S. so they can start a war with Al-Qaeda across in the Middle East so we can get oil as well.
And those air quotes you have...
Right.
Those air quotes you have around that, is that implying that they weren't actually hijacked by those people, or that they were specifically instructed to hijack?
That they were or were not allegedly Al-Qaeda.
Okay.
Or were they just hired people to hijack the plane and suicide bomb the towers so we can start a war?
For that all. That all. It's weird, man. It's fucking weird.
Because it fits into some of the scenarios in the Northwoods.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Because one of their main thing was using terrorist attacks, attacking U.S.
either bases or ships or anything like that. So we have an excuse to go to war with Cuba.
Well, to rally the country behind it, which is exactly what that did. 9/11, the most unified Americans have ever been since the invention
of... They wanted the people to back the military with it, that we can go attack Cuba or whoever we needed to. And it's not the first time that we've done that. We did it with the Maine that started the
USS Maine. Allegedly. We don't know.
It was technically an accidental explosion that we use as an excuse to attack the Spanish.
You know, it killed everybody on that ship?
I don't know if it killed everybody. It killed almost all of them.
It's like 200-something people on that ship. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. We'll definitely have to bring it up. I'm going to
reserve my opinion.
No, you're good.
The episode.
Yeah, good. Yeah. No, you have the right. You have the right. Until that episode, then I take that fucking right. I'm just joking.
I don't. Operation Northwoods is just our excuse to go into 9/11.
Yeah, no, I was thinking about it when I was reading about it. And I didn't want to tell Darius because he's somebody that's wanted to do it. I didn't want to tell him that. Because of this, it made me want, like, I'm just like, it's almost one of those situations where it's like, fuck it, like, why not? Like, why not talk about it? And we could just talk about the different, instead of talking about necessarily what happened, other than the facts. We'll talk about the facts. Right. But, like, after that, we can talk about all the different kinds, mm-hmm. or which ones are more believable, or something like that. Like, we rate them. Like, is this more believable than this? And we can have the actual story as, like, a cartoon, like, which ones we think are believable and not. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. So going along with this, but not worrying about 9/11 for right now. So let's say extraterrestrials were real.
Uh-huh.
And, like, they come, but they're peaceful.
They come.
Anyway, they're peaceful.
So let's say they have something that we want.
And that would be most things.
We say, oh, let's stage a attack.
Let's stage an alien invasion.
They're like, oh, they invaded us and attacked us. Let's go to war with them. But they didn't do anything.
Let's go to space.
Do you think we would actually do that to the extraterrestrials? Like stage an event like Northwoods was proposing.
See, that's part of like with Bluebeam,
right?
I find it unlikely. It also depends entirely on, I guess, how the aliens got here. If they're in space, I don't see us initiating that kind of conflict because they can wipe us out from orbit.
Okay, but that's now. We're going off of all these alleges. Let's go ahead and say that we are already up in space, yo. You know what I'm saying? Bitch. For reals, though.
Our secret fleet in space.
Yeah. Dark fleet.
There's a lot of hypotheticals going on right now.
I love it. It's a great time. So if we did have the Dark Fleet, then would we initiate? God, come on, keep up.
I still don't think so.
Okay.
Because that would... In this scenario...
The aliens are coming.
About the aliens before the attack happens?
Of course.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. It's like Batman now.
So we know about the aliens. I'm assuming don't know about this Dark Fleet.
All right, let's say...
Or do we know about this as well?
We don't know about the Dark
Fleet. Let's say they
were... I don't think they would initiate the conflict because they would not be willing to expose that.
See? Okay. And now right there, man, by the way, is another thing. These motherfuckers, and we talked about this at Withville, all this shit we probably already have. Like the UFOs we see, it probably is us. But we're not willing to say we have it because then if we do... Than like Russia or whoever, and Russia or other countries probably have the technology too, like one or two, right? I don't think that we have a lot of these. I think there's a few of these that we see.
UFOs don't crash just in the U.S.,
but it
seems like most of them do.
Yeah. I was reading an article about one that crashed in Mexico, like, in the 60s or 50s, and how the fucking...
Sounds like America to
me. The United States came down. So, this is now. Them at gunpoint and fucking told them to fuck off. And the Mexican government was like... And they were there, too. And they were like, okay, okay.
This is ours now.
Yeah, dude. We fucking robbed their fucking saucer, man. Okay.
All right.
Speaking of aliens, Grey Hill incident's out. I don't know why. I just saw some weird
That's
shit.
The game, right?
Yeah. Yes. I downloaded it. It's on the PlayStation. Afterwards, we may partake, maybe.
Maybe.
We'll watch some gameplay.
Oh, maybe not.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Yeah, it's getting late. It's getting late, boys.
Sun's getting real low.
Sun's getting real low.
So, yeah.
So, is that it? Is that what we got?
I don't have anything else Northwoods related.
So that was Operation Northwoods?
I mean, we haven't been Northwoods related for at least 10 minutes now.
Hey, that's fine, that's fine.
It's fucking weird. Why the fuck would they do that? Why would they do that?